My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
This episode of Earn Your Leisure is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's is more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. Over the years, it's become a staple in our community. It's the place you're guaranteed to see teammates after a big game because everyone is headed to Mickey D's, win or lose. When I stop in for my morning breakfast of 3 hotcakes and a hash brown, seeing students using the Wi-Fi for their social media is all part of the routine. It's become the epicenter of the community. Whether it's gathering for a birthday party, and we've all been to a McDonald's birthday party, or the place that someone receives their first job, McDonald's grows with its patrons, which makes it the go-to place generation after generation. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
All right, guys. Welcome back. EYL. Still in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Still on our run, man. This is a
legendary one.
This is something that just came about. I'm extremely excited about it. We're going to have a lot of fun this time.
It's the LA and Y edition.
Of course. New York invaded LA. Uh-huh. Sure. So, yeah, the good brother Shiggy pulled up on us yesterday. Hit me in the DM. Slid in my DM. Crazy. I'm like, whoa. Whoa.
Where did that come
He's like,
from?
Where you at, bro? I'm like, what?
He said, Shiggy on the way. Huh?
Yeah, I already I had the drop already, so I already knew you was. I'm just glad you hit me back right away. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, man. Nah, if you, you know, obviously, if you on Instagram, you know who Shiggy is, man. Changed the game a whole lot as far as we see a bunch of Instagram comedians now. And I feel like he was a pivotal part in that. Of course, the Drake dance. Of course, all of the other stuff. So this is going to be an interesting conversation.
Nah, I said Shiggy dance to the Drake song.
My bad. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He was in his feelings.
Yeah, I was in my feelings.
No, that's a fact.
All pun intended.
That's a fact. So we're going to have an interesting conversation about content creation, his journey, advice for comedians, his next step of his career, all of that. So first and foremost, thank you for joining us, brother.
Nah, thanks for having me. Even though we had a long conversation already, so appreciate y'all inviting me back for another long conversation. You know what I'm saying?
When Queens come in the building, we know how to act.
You already know. You already know how to act.
You go with the watch, or
it's a little. It wasn't my size. I had to take a link out or something. But like, now I gotta get into my jeweler and shit. But it's all good.
Shee, let's get into it, bro. How did this start for you, bro? How did this start?
The whole Instagram thing altogether. I tell you this from the top. It just basically started for me. Like, I was in school. I went to BMCC.
Did you?
I went there. You say start here, go anywhere. So that's a school model.
You really believe it?
Yeah, because it makes sense now. Because I did a lot. You know, so I always said that. So I was in school, but I wasn't really doing too good in school. And then I worked a job, and I just lost my job in the way, I think, about to lose my job. And then Instagram just came along with the videos. I was trying to get on Vine, but I could never catch the wave of the 6 seconds when Instagram came out. And then I just started doing it, and it got crazy. You know, the first video I got viral, for me, wasn't even a funny video. It was kind of more like a serious video.
About what?
It's basically, I say, so I was saying, like, if I'm talking to you, if I'm texting you, right, and you say we just talking, don't tell. That's so stupid. But it's basically like saying when girls say, like, oh, I used to talk to him, but it was just like, you told me we just texting. So it's just like, don't tell your friend that we talking. You told your friend. That's some stupid shit. It make no sense right now because I can't explain it, so it's too much. But it went crazy because relationships go crazy all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was always give relationship advice. You know what I'm saying? I've been in a relationship for like 6 years, so I always give that. So if anybody need any help with that.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. So I started there. You know, Fab is posted one of my videos, a How I'm a Clown video, and that went crazy in the city.
The Joker one?
Yeah. Shulker. Yeah. You don't get copyrighted.
I'm a clown.
Yeah. And that back then, that's when like.
What year was that?
15.
Okay.
That's what back then when you get like a celebrity.
It meant something.
I'm going to let you go. When you get a celebrity shout out back then, like your following would just like shoot up to like 20, 30K. You know what I'm saying? So like he helped me out with that. He got my following going crazy. And then I used to do everything, bits and bits, with myself and my friends. Used to do little skits every now and then, and just kind of.
That's when he was in the basement with the fridge.
In the basement, you know what I'm saying?
The Jesus sandals.
Jesus sandals. He was there. Now I'm saying he was tapped in from back then. A lot of times people don't, they forget. It's a disconnect from, like, because I did the Drake and My Feelings thing. A lot of people, like, forget about how much things I used to do before that. I used to do a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I thought one day you was going to hurt your leg the way you was stomping.
Nah, I was sturdy. You know what I'm saying? I always had strong legs. I used to have OD hops back in the day. I used to tell my man I used to be able to touch rim in eighth grade.
What happened?
Nah, my legs went bad. I had tried to kick somebody one time, then I missed. You know what I'm saying? My knee, like, I think it dislocated, but I never went to the doctor. So I probably got, like, a torn ACL.
Just on the humble. Just trying to touch rim.
Yeah,
no, I had hops, bro. I'm trying to tell you, like, yo, I got hops. Word.
Nah, but that's a valid point that you bring as far as people don't see. There's everything is work, no matter mm-hmm. what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how much work do you put into putting content out as far as, like, your videos? You just film a video, or is it like, I don't like that. Let me do it again. Let me edit it. Let me see this angle. What's the process?
Okay. Angles really don't matter to me. That's like, I look like crazy in the face. So I don't really care about angles too much, you know what I'm saying? And lighting and stuff like that. So this guy giggling, man.
I'm ugly.
Yeah,
I'm ugly, all
right? See, that right there is like me embracing, not me being ugly, but it's just like, you sound about to say that. But like everybody in my comments, they be like, damn, you ugly. You damn ugly. Why you never got a haircut? So I just went on the drill and just like, yo, I'm ugly. People probably really think I'm ugly, but I was really just trying to express myself in a different way, and I was tearing up, I was crying, yelling and screaming. So a lot of people like me for that. Then I got like sad people, like, be like, oh damn, I feel sorry for him. But now I don't think I'm ugly. I feel like I'm smooth. I got a lot of things going for me. But with content, I just feel like this is how I go about it. I get something in my head, like an idea, like a quick just like damn, like, I hate when girls be like, you ugly. And then it starts for dead. That's it. That's all that's in my head. And then I start doing a video, and then shit just start popping up. It's just like a freestyle. It just mm-hmm. start popping up. And the real roar it is, that first time, I probably post it. But, you know, every time again, you post it, and you mess up, and then you post it again, but then loses its flavor every time. So after I post it too many times, I'll be like, nah, let me just get this back again when I'm really in that mood, you know what I'm saying, compared to me forcing it because I got the idea in my head. So that's why it's very important to write, you know what I'm saying? Because there'd be moods, times when it's like, when I'm in a good mood, I could post like 3-4 videos back to back. Like, I know pretty sure you do the interviews, you might do interviews back to back. One thing I'd be having trouble with is like curating how I post, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, okay, one week I just, this. Because there'd be moods of times where I'd be like, I'm not even in the mood. I'm not in the mood moments be longer than my I'm in the mood moments. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, couple of weeks, and my friends got to be like, "Damn, what's up with you?" I was like, "I be in the zone. I be like, in my feelings. I be like, I don't want to do nothing." And I gotta, and I when I'm in that mode and I'm happy, I post 4 videos. But I be thinking like, "Damn, I could have posted those 4 videos throughout the month instead of me trying to post all 4 videos." And they be like, "Yeah, I see you going crazy because my videos on the gram, they don't last long. Yeah. Next day is something new.
You know
what I'm saying? That shit is hard to like. Every day you got to create content. Or I'm just trying to figure out like." On a weekly basis, something strong enough that I could create. That's why I'm trying to work on like more substantial content, you know what I'm saying? Longer content.
But you're curating all this in your head, right? You're not writing these scripts because I think you were probably one of the first people I've ever seen that had the multiple voices in the video. Like you're playing like 3 or 4 different characters.
Yo, I used to play like everybody. But back then I used to literally switch up because before you used to be able to cut, I used to shoot this, switch it, put a hat on, switch this, do a girl, put a little bun or a little stupid like. Like, what's it called? Which you wash your body with? Whatever?
Oh, that. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't. You talking about washcloth? No, that's squishy.
Scoochie. What's that? Coochie?
Nah. What's it called? A lava? A luva? Luva? Something like that?
Yeah.
So I put that. I used to do like 4 to 6. I used to be so vivid. I used to play like a step pops. I don't got a step pops. I got my father in my life and my mom's. So I used to play like a character. I'd play a step pops. I was yoking up myself. So I used to be at the camera like this with my other hand. Sleeve pulled. I used to go really crazy. That's what like back then people be saying like, damn, you need to go back to that because you don't realize how much like you was into it. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm in it, I didn't realize. Like, sometimes I look back, it's like, nah, I used to be really, really funny. Like certain things I used to do is just like, damn, like You never realize, yo, go ahead, my fool. You
like, sweet, I was gonna say, I'm thinking about how some of my, I'm thinking about some of my favorite joints. So I'm thinking, where's the inspiration coming from? Because while you're talking, I'm thinking about when you used to be in the window screaming at the people walking by.
Oh, yeah, walking by. Yeah.
Like,
what Chronicles.
Where'd you get it from? Like, is this something that you saw, like maybe a comedian who had did something in the same song? You're like, I could throw my own twist to this?
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I think I be creating a lot of things I do, but then you. Some things be embedded in your mind from years ago. You probably seen it. You don't remember. It's like called suppressed memories, I guess. And you bring it forward. But so like, you know, sometimes people be like, oh, you copy. Be like, I don't know. Like Martin Lawrence is like one of like my biggest influences and stuff like that. When I do things that's like, but I don't know he's influencing me. I just do things. I'm funny. People are like, oh, shit. You remind me of Martin. It's like, damn, I do. I thought I'm just being myself. So I guess like Martin like helped me out with that. And then the hood thing is just like certain things and conversations that people say around me, like right now, like I'll be able to take what I learned here today and just do a whole skit about it. You know what I'm saying? It's y'all life, but I'm just here embracing it. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be my girl too. I'll be having certain things. I'll be like, I'm here living it too. So I'm just seeing things like in a freaking like comical way. Cause you know, everything could be taken as funny, anything, you know what I'm saying? So
let me ask you this. So at what point do you, you're doing the videos, you're funny, obviously. Do you ever think, like, yo, I could actually make money out of this? And then, like, when you realize you could, how did you turn that into a business?
I mean, honestly, I was lucky, like, because my phone moving this shit. I was lucky because, like, for me, it wasn't crazy money, but, like, it started off for, like, little parties and hostings. Started off like that. When people want to see you come, like, I used to go to colleges and I used to host little shows. And like Queens College for a couple of hours. And like it started early. As soon as I got lit, I was able to make some money off of like being places. So for me, it started like real, real early. But starting to make it like business where it's just like, I don't know. I don't really know. But for me, it started early. Like people was offering me like $100, $200 to do something, $400 to come. That's me coming from like a regular 9-to-5 where you get paid $200 for working really hard compared to me just doing something like, what you want me to come on stage and talk for a little 5 minutes and get off and let somebody else and then come back? Like, it was like, hell yeah, let's do that. So for me, it started early with the being able to monetize off myself. But then as you go through along, like more people start getting involved with the Instagram thing because a lot of people didn't know or see like the value in what Instagram. So me, I was like, a couple of us started like 2013 to 2015.
Did you and Fatboy start together?
Nah, I was doing my videos before Fatboy. He started like 2015, I feel like.
Okay.
No, he said, like, nah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they had the versus battle.
Yeah, I was going crazy. Yeah, I was like, Fatboy a beast, though. I ain't gonna lie, he a beast. Because he's one of those people that kind of like started getting people together in his videos. Cause I mean, he brought me and Queens Flipper together. He was doing a lot of collabs, linking with people. Me, I was doing my thing with my friends and in my basement by myself. I was doing like a lot of my content by myself. Cause I feel like you could be way more yourself when you're by yourself. You don't got to worry about connecting with people and just like, it's like doing a feature on a song where you just like, let me just do my thing and you do your thing. That's what I love the most. You know what I'm saying? Even when I do my collabs, I just don't tell people what to do. I'd be like, yo, be you. I'm going to be me and it's going to make sense. It's going to work because nobody's trying to be something else that they're not. You know what I'm saying? That's like me coming on here talking this, and y'all trying to be funny. It's going to be funny when you just yourself and I'm just me.
But not funny?
Now y'all comical. Yeah, funny. I'm not gonna lie.
So as far as like when did you really like hit the stride and like become a star? Was it before the Drake? I feel like it was before Drake and Drake just kind of took you out of this world. But when did you like really like, yo, all right, this is bigger than just, you know, local parties and stuff like that?
I feel like 2017 I was coming into that. Before that was like a local, like people knew me, but 2017 coming to 2018 along, like the whole year, like I was doing like dope things. I went to like Diddy party to start the year off. So I was like a good way to start the year off compared to like being like, I'm doing, drinking like, what's it called? Like, this is like, I'm drinking, what's it called? Like apple cider with my parents.
Martinelli.
Yeah, Martinelli. I'm drinking that with my parents to bring a New Year's. I'm chilling with my girl. Yeah, with my cats chilling. It's nothing. And then when we had Diddy crib party, and it's like, damn. Like, and that year I went to Vegas. I was moving around crazy. And then I had the Stephen A. Smith before the Drake thing, like right before. So that's like, that got me over. I just reached 1 million followers and I was on the gram. Like I was always like kind of like underrated, where a lot of people knew me, but my following wasn't going up as fast as a lot of people that was in my space. I used to be like, damn, when I'm going to get verified, when I'm going to get a blue check, when I'm going to get a million followers, because my followers used to go up slow. Then I hit a million in June. Like a couple weeks later, I did the Stephen A. Smith. I was on ESPN going crazy. And then like a week after that, I did the Drake thing. So 2018 was like really, really big. Like I remember I was in LA one time, 2015. That's when my face card was up, though. Like a lot of celebrities knew me. I was outside. I was at Club Playhouse. When John Wall, shall we pull up in the spot? Like, it was lit, man. It's good. Like, it's lit, man.
So like the Drake thing, that was just completely organic. You just doing it. And you just did the dance, just heard the song, and just put it up, and the rest is history, pretty much.
Yeah, that right there is kind of funny, because when I did it, like, when you do some videos, it's just like, with that, you think, like, yo, if I get Drake to repost it, it's like, you know how you think on the grand, like, if I get some big vlogs and people to pick it up and repost it, I'm be able to make my money, because that's going to be able to, people, brands and stuff going to see me working and stuff like that. But I never knew what's going to get that big, but OBJ... Man. He the one that, he hit me up. He was like, yo, I'm about to do that dance. I'm about to do your dance. And he was like, and I was like, yo, he sent me it. I was like, all right, this valid. You going to do it? He's like, I'm going to do it again. He just posted it. I didn't even know. Do the shiggy. That's the most important thing. And that's why I feel like Junebug is able to do it and run around to his name is attached to it. Mm-hmm. So when do the shiggy, it's like shiggy, shiggy, shiggy. So everybody was tagging me. So my followers going up, going crazy, doing it. I was reposting the videos. And that thing went bigger than I ever would imagine, because when I did the video, I was just like, I did it twice. I was like, I was so tired. I was just like, you know, fuck it, just post it up. My friend was like, you sure? I was like, nah, forget it. It's just like, it's whatever. It's a dancing video. It's always going to hit, because all my dancing videos do good numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of on a number aspect, not really a business thing. So.
What was that called like when the OVO team reached out to you?
What was that called?
I said, what was the call like?
You know what it is? What I sent to Drake. So we was always like having a conversation in the DM. Like, because he followed me from before. Like, he posted one of my videos back in the day, too. Like, when I did the More Life, when he dropped More Life. So, I did some little funny, like, More Life. More Life, boop, 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 whatever. Just a Jamaican thing. So, yeah. So, we was in the conversation. So, I knew a lot of things, like, what was happening. As far as, like, the video. Like, the video turnaround was fast as hell. Like, he was already talking about video. Like, it's crazy. It was, like, talking about it fast. Like, I was like, nah. I thought I had to tell, like, yo, you should do this. He was like, yeah, we all in on it. Like, his team is so, it's valid, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why you can see why he's so successful. He's a great team. And that's why team and supporting. I feel like y'all got a good establishment of people around y'all, too, to make the thing you got.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. That's what I asked you yesterday as far as your team. And, you know, I wanted to ask you that. But before that, so going through that experience with Drake and blowing that whole situation up or whatever, would you have done anything differently, or what did you learn? Like, from the, like, it's kind of hard to really do anything, because it's like, you know, like you said, you just did a dance.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't really go to the label. Like, I got, because it's not even like a proven concept. Like,
they're not
going to pay you for something that they don't even know. It's all hypothetical.
For sure.
But how you feel about how that whole thing played out?
No, I played out pretty well. I mean, I can't change nothing, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I could feel like I could do things differently, but it makes me plan for, like, I'm in the future, you feel me? So that's all it is. You got to learn through the mistakes that you made. I plenty would have had less fun, been more focused on the business, you know what I'm saying, of things. Because I feel like I was having a lot of fun at that time, you know what I'm saying? I was moving around, you know what I'm saying? I was able to do something. It was lit, you know what I'm saying? I was going to a different country. I was doing this. But it was fun, but I never, like, sat down and be like, yo, what's the plan? Even though you feel like you got a plan, but sometimes you got to be a five-year plan. It's like speaking up, have a five-year plan, and then next week, your five-year plan is here. This is like, oh, damn. Like, I wasn't really prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? So, we was having a lot of fun. By the time I tried to slow it down, like, certain things started to die down. You know what I'm saying? So,
was there ever a part of you that you felt like, damn, I made that song popular. Like, I need to be compensated for that?
Nah. It was really just, like, the internet. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to do things to songs, and songs used to get big a little bit. And I never thought about that. It was just, like, the internet got that in my head, where I feel like, oh, maybe, yo, like, you're right. I could have got this. I got this. I was talking to people. People just kind of be like, yo, man, you could. I was like, damn, I would never thought about that. I didn't put that in your head, but off my own.
Yeah.
Like, I was just living in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
So your team, like, at what point, because it's crazy, it's like, I feel like internet celebrities are real celebrities, no different.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, they have the same, so it's like, do business managers, do agents, do they start reaching out to you? And like, come, like you said, it's crazy because like you said, the year before that, you in Queens in your parents' basement. Mm-hmm. Then the next year, you in Diddy's, you know, house, just chilling and hanging out and traveling the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Happens real quickly. So how did that happen, and how did that, like, how was you able to navigate, like, hiring accountant? Did you do that? Did you get a business manager? Did you get a manager, PR?
The thing about that, I had, like, my friend manager. He was, like, good in business, my friend Mike. So he was, like, he's, like, you know, the friend that's always into business. So he used to have me on a lot of stuff. I had another friend, David Jones. I had a lot of friends, my friend Narayan. I had a lot of good people around that's you. On, like, that business side. I was never, like, on that from, like, when I was, like, younger. Like, I was always, like, the fun guy. So I had a lot of friends that was on that, like, with the credit card and stuff like that. Or, like, everybody. I had a lot of friends around that was on that. So every time, like, on the business side, I was understanding things. And I was already moving around. Like I said before, I was already getting money. So I was already moving around and, like, doing things. So, like, when people ask me certain questions, like, nah, a certain part of it was easy. It was just the fun part. You know what I'm saying? I was having too much fun and just, like, forgetting about certain things. And I was, like, so lit. Like, certain things would come to me and I was just like, yo, I'm, like, here. So I used to pass over things. You never know, like, who you passing on. You know what I'm saying? When you moving around, you don't know who you passing up. You know what I'm saying? You just probably didn't shake the right hand that one day. You know what I'm saying? Because you having a job. You know, you never know.
So you, in terms of, like, brands trying to reach out to you, you're like, all right, I'm good.
Nah, some brand, it's so crazy. I was getting, like, certain brand deals from before. I was getting, like, agencies and hitting me up, but I was never, like, prepared for, like, those type of things. I've been had, like, because, like, some people were on that already, like, on that Instagram is the next best thing, you know, and there's people that be like, yo, Instagram the next best thing, and there's people that talk to you to be like, yo, what if Instagram deleted today? It's just like, what the hell? It's just like, I'm not even thinking like that. I'm thinking, like, the glasses have full at all times. Like, IG is here. We're going to run it up. If it's gone, I feel like I got enough, like, people that I connected with to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Everything is like, I feel like I could switch this, turn the switch and turn it off and do something different right now and I'd still be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I passed that plateau where I feel like I would still be good. You know what I'm saying? No matter what.
So how is it? I feel like music and comedy is kind of similar in a lot of ways where, like, before, if you wanted to be a rapper, you had to go to Def Jam, you had to get a label deal.
Yeah.
Now rappers is making themselves hot online, on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, really.
Yeah.
And now the labels is coming to them.
Right.
And I feel like comics is the same way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Before, you had to go to Saturday Night Live. You had to go to, like, you know what I'm saying, a comedy club
yeah,
and get hot. But now, guys is getting hot, and women also is getting hot online. But how is that transition from getting hot online to going more traditional, like becoming an actor, learning about movies and all that? Like, how are you navigating going from getting hot online on Instagram to becoming, like, your goals of being movies and all of that?
It's funny you say that. I'm probably right now in that transitioning, you know what I'm saying? So that's a question you probably ask me later, and I've got a real answer. But right now, just, like, a lot of people tell me, like, acting classes, because people watch your gram, you think you're good enough because you post content, you go viral. But it's just like, if you get a little more, like critique, a little more help, a little more stronger in your failure. So, like, I take acting classes, you know what I'm saying?
The transition. You take acting classes right now?
I'm about to, yeah.
I'm about to, too.
For real, like, because I be feeling like I'm good. I be seeing, you know, you see certain things, like, you watch it, you be like, I could have did that.
Yeah. Nah, but it's important for you to say that because it's like people look at everything and they just like, all right, somebody's talented, but you got to work on your craft.
Yeah, they said, somebody said hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I think it was Jadakiss.
Yeah. I was playing 2K. That's one of, like, the, back then, that was one of the models of 2K for sure.
That's a fact. Because it's a whole new industry.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, Instagram comedy has only been around for a few years.
Yeah.
If you really think about it like that, but people are becoming very well known and very successful off of it. But it's like you said, you can't really even answer it because it's not even, you're still so in the new process.
You're
the trailblazer. Like, you're the hottest guy. And so, like, now there's going to be a bunch of people following you.
Nah, I'm not just saying I'm the hottest. It's a lot of hot people. Like, it's people that I was just talking about Melvin Gregg for me and, like, Woody McClain, Woody the Great. He, they too, like, Instagram, Vine people that was funny as hell. And now they got characters on shows. It's just like, completely, like, different from them. So it's just like, I know they went super hard. Get the right team around you, because you can have an agent, an agency, like I was talking about that before, like, and they don't do nothing for you, you know what I'm saying? They'll just have you there, just like being on, like you said, in a record label, like, you could have a dope artist, but you got them on the shelf. You know what I'm saying? You're just wasting this time. So I need somebody around that's like, work. And that understands, like, yeah, I'm still just hot dude on Instagram, but I want to be a next big thing. I want to be like, I won't say nobody's name, but I want to be the next big comedian, actor, but I never hit the stage. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. Like, so many people, like DCM5, I see him more, like Mike Epps, all the, you know what I'm saying? Bruce, I'm saying, all like, oh, the dope comedians, just like, yo, bro, you did it, bro. Like, you get respect from both sides. So I'm definitely like.
Is that the ladder for success for comedians, right? Like, well, this day and age, you guys are breaking the mold, obviously, you, Fat Boy, coming from Instagram to now. Is it the stairs to success is I start on Instagram, I build my platform, I end up at comedy clubs, movies?
I probably want to hit movies before I do comedy, stand-up, you know what I'm saying? I've never really been interested in doing stand-up, like, ever. I know some people are just, like, interested in doing stand-up, so they feel like, right? I've always been interested in being in front of the camera and, like, acting, you know what I'm saying? That's always been my interest. So my interest probably be, like, if I can skip the stand-up comedy altogether and not go do that ever, then I'll do that.
No, it's real. Because talk about, like, the different types of comedy. People don't really realize that, but it's like, you got stand-up comedians. Mm-hmm. You got comedians that's in movies. You got comedians that's in sitcoms.
Yeah.
Now you got probably a new genre of short, real. Because even like the Instagram is
movie
real.
Genre?
Genre.
Genre.
Yeah, it's always a. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I couldn't let that. Genre. Couldn't let that go at all.
But it's a whole new realm where it's like short, 60-second to like 2-minute clip. Mm-hmm. So talk about that, like how difficult it is and just how different it is. It's like being a stand-up is not the same as doing a movie. And everybody that does movies can't do stand-up. Everybody that does stand-up can't do movies.
Yeah. You just got to find what's good for you. You know what I'm saying? Me, the skits work. I don't know if stand-up comedy doesn't work for me yet. So, you know what I'm saying? I never really tried it. So I can't say it's like more difficult. I can't even say if it's different because I never did it. But the content, I feel like a lot of times, content, we gotta like Instagram, we gotta constrain it, you know what I'm saying? Cause we feel like our audience, you know, and I talk to people sometimes, I do a lot of videos on IG Live, my should be over 2 minutes, almost 3 minutes. And I'd be like, nah, this is good, bro. Like, this is good. Then sometimes we like trying to cut that 3 minute content into a minute. It's like doing a whole like interview, and then like you said, you were talking yesterday about showing the clip. It's like trying to get everybody to understand what that whole interview was about from that one little clip. And you can't get it. So that's why I like to post longer content. That's why I feel like I'm in the realm. Like, yo, IG, I love it, but I know I could post more. I could do more. Like, I'll be watching Country Wayne. I'm like, oh, Country Wayne posts like 5-minute videos every day and every day, and they get good views. So it shows me like, yo, people are watching, people are listening. You could get those people that used to watch your videos for a minute to watch it for 10. Yeah. If you get to watch it for 10, you could watch it for 30, which is like a sitcom show. You get 30, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, yeah. So you get it?
I want to talk about the other side because you said a lot of times you're not in the mood.
Yeah.
So it made me think of Smokey Robinson. You familiar with Smokey Robinson?
Yeah.
So he had the song Tears of a Clown. And it pretty much just talks about always being the person that makes sure everybody else is laughing, but who makes you laugh? And so I want to know how you deal with always having to be on, or do you feel the pressure to always have to be on? Like, you walk in the street and they're like, Chiggy, dude.
Yeah.
What's that like for you?
It's like 50-50, because when you go outside and you feeling like down, and then you see somebody that show you mad love, it lifts you up. And then there'd be times when you go outside, you don't want to be bothered at all. So that's why I like the mask thing right now, because you be able to, like, I'm able to, like, I sometimes throw on a pair of sunglasses with a mask with my hat, and I just be able to walk around freely sometimes. And just like, that's something like, sometimes I miss it, you know what I'm saying? Be able to just walk around and just like, nobody notice me sometimes. I just be able to just be like, walk around to the back of the store, just live life, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I go out with my girl, and like, we went to the museum. It was just like, it was one of the best things ever, you feel me? We just able to just be there and just be free, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times you don't get that. I mean, everybody, especially with the dancing, everybody wants you to be crazy, turn up. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not even the type of person I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of things I do with my friends or by myself. Like, the funny, crazy thing, I never do things like, I'm not even outgoing like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm super, like, chill to myself, but my character online is super, like, yo, Shig is like, yo, you a wild boy, wait, I don't even drink.
Do the dance, man.
Yeah, for me, turn up, yo, come on. And I'm a turn up dude, but I do it on my own time. I was never like the life of the party. I'm the type of party person that's like, I turn the party up, you know what I'm saying? But if I at the same time, I be chilling in the corner because I don't drink, I don't smoke. So sometimes I be partying and I don't got that extra boost. So when things get whack or things get weak, I just be in the cut like, yo, this is whack. Let's get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's funny you say that because a lot of people might not be aware, but most entertainers and actors are more reserved introverts. Like if you look at Robert De Niro, even Beyonce, Jay, like it's interesting because they have like alter egos. Like when they perform, you know, they on.
Yeah.
But after that, they very reclusive. Like most people are reclusive like when they get in front of the camera, but that's hard for people to understand. But it's an interesting dynamic. Now, I was saying how most people don't understand that. So when they see them, they kind of like taken back because these people is like real laid back.
And
So they're thinking like they just being like assholes, but it's like that's not who they are. Like they're naturally reserved.
That's what I was saying. I was saying, you know, sometimes people be like, oh, you ask me what you want to do. They just be yourself. It's just like, yo, it's like so many parts of me, you feel me? I bet. So like, you know, sometimes people be like, yo, be yourself. And you just got so many different like parts of who you are. You know what I'm saying? I got the chill, reserved part of me. And I got the part that's turned up. But I don't want to turn up too much and people look at it like, yo, what the hell is going on? You feel me? And I want to be reserved to people like, yo, he a weirdo. But you know what I'm saying? I am who I am. So when somebody say be yourself, they only probably talking about like the internet you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not the part that's like kind of like intelligent or loving or just like shy, whatever. Just be you, be you. That's why sometimes I used to like, when I do skits with certain people, I do content with certain people, I just like, I don't mind playing the person in the back because I know how to play that person in the back so well, you know what I'm saying?
You're living in that character.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. And like with the In My Feelings thing, it got me boosted up to like a different level. You know what I'm saying? Before I was just like on some like, I was in there, but it was always people that was up there more. But I always remained in there. But then In My Feelings got me kind of like, it was a dance thing. And I'm really like a funny dude, you know what I'm saying? So that's bad funny that's the thing that just like catapulted me. But it's just like, it's a part of me too, you know what I'm saying? And for a good while, I was just like, yo, I stopped doing the dancing because I let people like, you know what I'm saying, dictate what I wanted to do with myself. People used to say like, mad crazy thing on the internet. People used to be like, this. It used to be too much dance. I was like, yo, matter of fact, I ain't dancing no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that dancing. I ain't not doing dancing. No hit up nobody with no dancing. And that's just like messed up a lot of things because I could have been running it up. And now it's just like, look, fast forward a whole year later, 2019, 2020, TikTok and all that. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying?
That's
all it is. And I stopped when I could have been doing it. I probably could have been a big TikTok thing too. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel pressure? Like a lot of times, like an artist will come out with a song or an album that's classic, number one, and they feel pressure to duplicate that.
Yeah.
Did you feel pressure or do you feel pressure if you get something crazy that goes out the park like the In My Feelings? Is there pressure to create another one like that?
Like a dance?
Just in general, like something that just goes crazy and it's like, damn, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, damn, this isn't good enough. People's going to be hating if it's not as good as the last one.
Nah. Because I ain't come from that, dude. You feel me? I ain't come from like being the best, you know what I'm saying? Like even in school, like I ain't come from getting 100 on tests every day. I was getting 75, 77, you know what I'm saying? So if I get 100 one day, I'm not going to be like, I ain't going to try to get 100 every time. And my friend was big and a lot of people was a part of that. It wasn't just me. It's like a lot of extra parts in that. So would I be, I don't know, if next time I do something, would I be able to get a big celebrity to post it?
Yeah.
Would it be able to be a part of a big artist? I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because I did that organically. So I never feel pressure. It's not like I was super planning it out and just had a whole team around me and just like, this gotta be it. It just happened to be the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's no really pressure. It's pressure kind of now to like put out content where it's just like content that has to be effective, but not like that big. You know what I'm saying? Where people watch my posts and be like, okay, it's good. You still doing your thing. And that's why I always tell people like, yo, they look at me sometimes. They be like, yo, you doing this, doing that. How I get here? It's just like, nah, bro, I ain't start here. You know what I'm saying? I start off with zero followers just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I started off just trying, like seeing the little things in my thing. I used to do videos back then. I used to get probably 50 comments. You know what I'm saying? A couple likes. And that back then was just like, oh, all right, cool. So you just got to see it. Come on, man. Cover it up. Yo, so you got to just see the highlights and the little that you do, like the little things like in post. God. Cut, man. Edit. It's going crazy. Yo, I want to turn it up, you know what I'm saying? Talk about the what you guys got going. It's enough about me. I'm in.
No, it's not. I feel there's one thing that I do see, and it's happened probably over the last month or two. I feel like there's a transition. And I saw it with the, you got the Amazon Prime thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a transition that you're trying to make. Mm-hmm. What's that like when brands now approach you and it's not, I don't want the guy who's dancing. Mm-hmm. I don't want the comedian. I want to see the serious side of him. How's that transition been for you?
I never got that quite yet, though. Like, people, like, you know, Instagram, they probably want you to be that Instagram guy. Mm-hmm. They want you to be that character, stuff like that. So I never really, like, even when I'm in that zone, I always want to, like, kill that part of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not kill that part of me, like, kill that role of me being a funny person. So when I do get a chance to do the funny thing, I want to do it because I want to do that. I want to be people like, yo, he's funny.
Think of me. That's what he is.
Yeah.
But what's the deal with the Amazon Prime? Can you talk about that?
Oh, nah, that was some little 11 ounce, my boy Thomas. I met him like, I think I met him in Chicago that All-Star weekend. It was last year though. But just like, you know, COVID like messed up a lot of things were going on. So it was just hit up a couple of dope people from like New York. They had some lady, the green lady that had Tiger Hood. They had what's my dude name, man? Damn. Action Bronson. They had a couple of dope people a part of it. It was supposed to be like a whole dope piece together, but COVID like messed that whole thing up. And we all shot at individuals. But I was doing like a little content deals with that. And like Amazon, I did a couple of things with Amazon where it's just like, and I just, every time I get brand deals like that, I try to work hard because you want those brand deals to come again and again. You know, a lot of times on Instagram, people do like one-offs. And I'm like, yo, I'm tired of doing like one-off little deals. I do get a good amount of money and just, that's it. I'll be trying to be like, yo, I'm trying to be so good that they hit me up every time that's something Amazon related, whatever brand it is, they hit me up again and again because like, nah, Shake, he did his thing.
Yeah.
He did his thing. He went hard. You know what I'm saying? He tried again. He tried. He was patient. Like, he's on time. So that's why I was trying to focus on punctuality. That's why I came here a little early. You know what I'm saying? I came here at 2:57 or something like that. You feel me? I'm supposed to be at 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to be punctual. All that stuff plays a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking that because I could see big brands really coming to you. And one of the skits that you did, it was a character. So Uncle 234.
Uncle 234, yeah, for sure,
I mean, the Cash App, it felt like you should be part of this brand. Like, you did that intentionally so they could see that?
Nah, me and Cash App been working together for a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? We was doing giveaways and I had a song called Cash App, that money you put on TikTok going up. I was like, Cash App, they show a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? That's one brand that show a lot of love. Another brand was EA, I was doing a lot of content with EA. My boy Cozy has given me a lot of, it's a lot of people that was like, with brand deals, because I come and I do my thing. Like, I'm not difficult to work with, you know what I'm saying? I'm not fancy. I don't want too much, you know what I'm saying? When people try to do too much, I'm chill, you know what I'm saying? So I'm easy to work with. And that's what the one thing a lot of people say with me, I'm easy to work with. So that's the best thing I got going on for myself. And it's like, you know, there was other times, like, people might get tired of a person and see, it's like it's a whole bunch of people on Instagram, so you probably pick somebody different. But me, I know somebody can't be like, nah, I didn't like what he did because I did it until I felt like it was right or everybody felt like it was right. I didn't stop until it was good, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta go. Nah. Nah, but I really want to, how we gonna start talking about the investment and stuff like that? I don't want to rush y'all thing. I don't know how y'all do your process things. You know what I'm saying?
You invest?
I have been investing for about a year now.
What you investing?
I invested in Bank of America, but I think like
Bank of America. Bank of America. Okay.
I wasn't sure
if it was banking. I didn't know something.
Nah, but you're in this field, so.
But you said it banking, so I just wasn't sure if it was a new company.
No, I'm just saying, you're in this field, so is there something called Banking of America?
I've never heard of it, but you might know something that I didn't know.
Oh no, I'm not there yet. Bank of America, McDonald's, Walmart,
yeah,
Target. Target. I invested in some, what's it called, man? Of course, like Bitcoin and stuff like that too.
Individual stock?
Is that
companies? Like, so you bought shares of the company?
Yeah. What's the other one? What's something else would be? I don't know.
So that was one of the things we were kind of talking about yesterday. Yeah. It was like index funds and ETFs. Different ways to invest.
Okay, we get to you because you really are.
When did you start investing? March? Last March?
Yeah, like love March, that's yeah, March, April. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I invested before, and like, because my brother was putting me on the, what's it called? The TD Ameritrade Thinkorswim. So he put me onto that. So I was like, he had me invested in a couple things. Like, I invested in CVS because I remember somebody was talking about CVS and was just like, yo, CVS about to start doing the COVID tests in the stores and selling those stores. So I invested in CVS around that time. I had was reading some article about like something that was building something in like LA, like in the next couple of years. So I invested in that. And it kind of grew. It was like $8 a share. Now it's at 12. And I put like a couple dollars into it. So, and I'm just letting that money sit there. And I'm on Doge. Yeah. Doge to the moon, they say.
That's a fact. So what made you get into investing?
People around me. Like my boy, he sent me like everybody, like all the investment thing. He got me. I was on Wall Street Trapper. Okay. Yeah, I was on heavy. Yeah, I was on him heavy though, cause he was like speaking in a way like, not saying you guys don't, cause, that, but he speaks in a way like, you know, people can understand and relate to. So it's just like you're investing in things that you buy, and it's like sometimes like a stock costs less than a product. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like a fancy dude. I don't like fancy clothes or nothing like that. So why I could put like a couple $100 or a couple dollars into a stock and watch that grow instead of me buying something for like a pair of sneakers or a pair of shirt that I probably wear one or two times and I can't even get enough wears of it and I want to probably give it away or just like I mess it up. You know what I'm saying? Stocks, you can't really mess it up. You know what I'm saying? You just got to watch it. And I'm just trying to learn like once to watch and once to like, you know what I'm saying? Just like let it breathe. You know what I'm saying?
How's that conversation amongst your peers? Like now you're on that time. Are the guys around you and the females around you? Well, not just females around you.
Both female. I got one female.
How is that conversation? Is everybody on board or is everybody trying to learn at the same time?
I'm not the one that's teaching. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm not the one that's like, sometimes I talk to friends and they just be like, yo, you should do this, you should do this. Sometimes they listen, but I'm not the one. My friend, like, Narai, he's the one that's like sending a message to everybody. Like me, I'm just like, all right, cool. What you say? Put this in it? Right, I'm going to do that. Like, my girl sister, the one that got me on Doge, and, like, it's so crazy. Like, she was on it earlier, and now it's where it's at now. You know what I'm saying?
When did you invest in Doge?
I can't even lie. It was probably, like, I don't even know the cent amount, though. I can't even tell you. I don't have my phone.
I'm saying when? Like, this year? Or
I don't know if it was this year or last year. Oh, like, the end of last year or something like that?
Well, if it was the end of last year, you definitely
got something
made up.
Oh yeah, you made a lot.
Made crazy.
How you know that though?
Over 1,000%.
Because it was up a lot in the last couple of months.
So it probably wasn't though.
Okay, you're not up a lot.
Nah.
So it was like last week.
Why you pocket watching up? What you up, a million? You invested in Doge?
Nah.
You one of those people that's like, it's like people say it's like an internet thing. Like,
nah,
it's like,
you know what? It started as a joke, but doesn't mean that it's not something that can go up in value. But for me personally, I just don't see it has no use case. I don't see the point of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know what I'm saying? I just don't invest in something that I just don't really understand or I don't see the point in.
Yeah. That line right there kind of like me. It's like start off as a joke and then send the value.
It's not funny
like,
anymore.
Yeah. Now people say that whole time. I'm like, yeah, you fell off. I'm like, damn, I fell off. I'm still out here working it like that. Like, so I wanted to ask, like, what's the next? Stop. Let me get my phone, jot down
pen,
some notes.
Pen to pass.
You got that. Let me get that pen because you ain't write nothing down ever since you been out here, man.
NFT right there.
This one ain't go as good as you thought it was going to get.
At the top.
Yeah. So
my notes.
So that's all it says.
You about to get the paper wet from the water?
Now, don't worry about that. Oh, damn. Right. Damn. Oh, that's the other thing from the other interview.
Nah, you go. That's done. That's already, that interview's already over.
I bet. So what's it's for my people around. So what's the like next big thing that y'all think like
the next big joint?
Yeah. We got this conversation off the camera too, if you don't. I'm just doing it for the people.
So we got a show called Market Monday where we talk about stocks a lot. So we talk about TSM.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So it's a semiconductor. We kind of talked about that yesterday, right? Everybody has electronics, but everybody doesn't realize that there's chips inside those electronic devices that you have, right? So your phone, your computer, your iPad, even these microphones have chips.
Right.
And people love gaming, so you brought up EA, so even games, right? They have PlayStation 5 and Sony. Xbox, they have chips inside of it. So the company that makes those chips is something that we've invested in because we know that technology is always going to advance.
Yes, yes.
As long as I have chips in it. So TSM is the world leader in that. They make 50% of the semiconductors in the world. And so if we know that, then it sounds like a sound investment. Disney is something also that we invested in. And obviously Apple, I think we had a conversation about that. If you look around us, right, we use a MacBook, we have an iPad,
yeah.
We have an iPhone, we got AirBuds. We already invested in
it. Yeah,
that,
right.
Why not own a piece of it?
But you know what? You said something that was very poignant, and this is something that a lot of people make mistakes. You ask, like, what's the next thing?
Yeah.
That's one of the key mistakes that people make in investing. They look past the obvious. This would be like if you're putting together an NBA team, right?
Yeah.
And I got Giannis, I got LeBron, I got KD, and I got Kyrie. And you saying, all right, what's the next? Zion. Let me look. Why? You already got LeBron, Giannis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of times we – but that happens a lot in investing where it's like we got so many obvious good companies.
Right.
You look past that because you want to hit a grand slam home run and get the next Doge that nobody ever heard of. But it's like 9 times out of 10, those companies, you're going to lose money that way.
Mm-hmm.
So like even with crypto, like one of the cryptos that I am invested in is Ethereum.
Yeah, I was. I'm invested in that.
Yeah, I believe in Ethereum. It has use. It has real uses. Like these NFTs that everybody keeps talking about, most of them is built on the Ethereum platform, and you got to use Ethereum most of the time to buy them.
Hmm.
So as the NFT whole thing goes up, Ethereum kind of goes up as well. They kind of tied together.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Let's go back to that usage thing, right? So when Ethereum. We talk about Dogecoin.
Yo, one that got me was Chipotle.
Yeah, that's trap. That's trap.
Really favorite.
Trap. That's his favorite stock.
Because that's around that time. That's when I started following him. That was around March, April. That's when I started following him. That's when the Chipotle thing. I eat Chipotle because I will stop eating meat, and Chipotle was like one of the places I used to always go to. But
you
I invested.
You eating the tofu?
Nah, no tofu. I just rice, beans, pico de gallo. You know, saying a little sauce, no meat, no. I don't do soy. I try to avoid soy and so
avoid soy.
And GMOs and
we gotta give you credit because, like you said, everybody tries to hit the home run, but in order to hit the home run, you gotta swing.
Yeah, yeah.
So the fact that you're investing in these things is the first step, and now the fundamentals and understanding why you're investing is the next part.
Ethereum was like, it was kind of like, you know, Bitcoin was like, okay, damn, it's like Bitcoin was going up in the numbers, but Ethereum wasn't that high at that point. Of time, so it was something like decent where you put some money in it, you feel like you get a nice return.
It went up like 1200% this year.
Yeah,
it actually went up higher over the past 6 months than Bitcoin.
Yeah,
over the last 12
See?
Months. Yeah. So, but your peers is into it. You do real estate? You in real estate?
Nah.
So Fat Boy, I know he rocks with Envy and Caesar a lot.
Yeah.
He's heavy on the real estate. So like, do y'all ever have like the conversations amongst your peers, like, cause even Los, shout out to 85 South, we met him and he showed us his stock account. He's like, I've been investing in stocks for years. Like, we was going back and forth, and Chico had just started investing in stocks.
It's
and all
more
that.
Than this.
So yeah, a lot of the people in the industry, comedians that we meet, they like either real estate or stocks, something like that. You think that's just by just happenstance, or y'all like communicate like when y'all like talk?
Nah, you know, a lot of times we meet up and sometimes you just be like, we talk about way more than just like, comedy, you know what I'm saying? Because comedy is just like a way to come to meet around, but that's not the daily conversation that we should have because we watch people like interviews like that came before us and you see the conversation that we had. That's why internet is so good and so important because you could really listen to somebody and be like, yo, I invested in this. I'm starting. I was watching Fatboy when he's doing the thing like with Envy and all that. I hit Envy online every day or then not every day, but he always talking about the houses and cars, all the thing he do. So the conversation is always bigger than what we're doing now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like what I can invest in. I got a lot of friends that tell me certain things. But sometimes when I get around other people, we just vibe. So sometimes the conversation may not be there, but depending on what the setting is, we always talk about money and ways to make money and way to make more money, whether it's just like building on like how to create content or just like certain things to invest in. A lot of people are in real estate because when you pay attention, like the richest people in the world and stuff like that, like Warren Buffett and all that stuff, people pay attention like that, like how I get that money. We have multiple sources of income and real estate is up there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the next is like, I don't know if it's next or whatever, investing in stocks, they like top 2-3 whatever, like making money. So like, and it's just like you make your money, make money, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. That's what two jobs that do that. So, man, we did.
Trader.
That's a fact.
What's a trader? I'm not no trader, man. I'm real, bro.
No, not traitor. Trader. Like, you trade stock.
I was joking with you. Oh, I know. Yo. Yeah, man. So, What's the stock now? Matter of fact, since you said my question was wrong. Yeah.
What do you mean? I said what we said. We gave you. We said if we talk about Ethereum. Nah, we talked about TSA. Yo, did you listen?
No, you said we. This is my man.
He said TSA. Oh, you got my side. Okay.
Yeah. I just said Ethereum.
You did?
I just spoke about Ethereum.
I said TSM, Disney, and Apple.
And you said Ethereum. Oh, yeah. So you more into crypto?
No. I'm just, you know, just give you all sides of the coin. All
right, cool. Yeah, so.
But AMD is another company. It's another chip company. Yeah. That's a they actually been moving sideways for like 6 months now.
And
A is an Apple. Oh. M is Mary. Yeah. D is in Doe.
Well, I said A is an Apple. I said and A. That's I already got the first letter.
Shop online.
Yeah.
So the Amazon would be a good company to look at as well.
I did Amazon and I did Tesla, and I remember Tesla did it. Can you explain the Tesla and Apple thing? Remember they split? Yeah. Can you explain that?
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
All right. So if I told you, you got $5 in one hand.
Yeah.
And five singles on the other hand. Mm-hmm. You have the same amount of money?
Yes.
So that's what they did. They said, for every share, we're going to give you five. Right? So that was a 5-to-1 split for Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And so for every share that you had, now you have five. And so the price went from, let's say it was $500 per share.
Yeah.
Now the price is $100 per share, and now you have five. So it's the same amount.
One of the reasons why a company would do that is to make the stock more affordable,
mm-hmm.
and that also boosts the value, because the valuation of the company is usually like how much the stocks are worth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if more people can buy the stock, now that's going to raise the value of the company.
Right.
So now when you see it at 100, are you more likely to buy than when it was at 5?
For sure, 100%, which I did. So am I like stupid for doing that?
No, you're not.
Okay. All right. Cool.
A lesson inside the podcast. EYL first. This is an EYL first. You broke it.
Seriously?
You made this.
It's a first. That's a fact. First. I got something to pick with you, bro.
Yeah.
So you put this post up, and I'm not sure if you noticed. You probably even know who it was, but people kept tagging me in it. They're like, yo, that's you, Troy Millings. Shiggy, that's your twin. So I put the post up. Y'all gonna die when you see it. Wait, why you did that? Why you did that?
You gotta show that on YouTube.
Why you did that?
Nah, let me tell you something. I was on.
I put that on YouTube.
I was on. I was on something. I forgot what I was on. I think I was on Clubhouse or something. And then somebody came back and put that bit on the picture. And I was like, nah, this is valid.
I had 40 people tagging. Like, that's you.
That's OD.
That looked bad on me, though.
Appreciate that.
No, what the hell? What? I'm over there trying to see. Well, let me see, man. Little kid.
Big kid. So what's next for you? As far, I told you yesterday some different ideas that I think would be dope for you.
Yeah.
But what's next as far as the content, taking the whole career to the next stage?
Movies for myself. I'm starting to work on like my own like small projects, small movies, short films. So that's the next thing for me.
Like you directing it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I was writing it. My boys is writing it. And I don't care who directed it. So I got some ideas that I want to direct myself. And I got, so that's the next big thing to me. And you know what I'm saying? I'm on podcast level. You know, I got podcast.
You
know
nah, you don't say.
Yo,
everything, that was so funny. Everything top secret.
I was never interested in podcasts. People were talking about, but being here on a podcast and having a vibe and just having a conversation, it's kind of cool. I like it.
Have you done a podcast before? Like, interview?
Interview? Probably a minute ago. Yeah, long
that's
time.
The thing people don't realize. Like, you know, the podcast, like I told you yesterday, but I'll say it for everybody. Like, podcasts can be whatever you make it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the dope thing about, like, podcasts and the reason why. I feel like we just now at the beginning stages of the podcast game. A lot of people be like, yo, everybody has a podcast, it's oversaturated, but there's still the vast majority of people in the world still have never listened to a podcast.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So there's still millions and billions of people that have never listened. So the dope thing about the podcast is that you can create with any kind of content you want. You can put it out whenever you want, and the format is whatever. It's not like you go into like, you know, a TV station,
mm-hmm.
and they got to tell you, all right, a half an hour, take a break here. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It gives the creatives freedom to really do however they want. Like, I was telling you, like 85 South, like their show is a podcast, but
it's nothing like
our podcast. And there's our podcast is nothing like Gillian Wallow's podcast. So it's like everybody's got their own spin on it. So I encourage all creatives to do it. And it's a great networking tool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Especially if you bring it on guests, like mm-hmm. it's a tremendous, tremendous. That's probably my favorite part of what we do.
Yeah.
Just meeting dope people, connecting, and we learn from everybody that we interview and we talk to.
Not for sure. I like that.
Yeah, I told you every December 31st, I'm playing your skit. This is my year.
Oh, how's your year been going this far?
Amazing. Last year was great too.
So do I like
next year will be our year too?
Do I get my like percentage? like my cut? Using my manifestation for yourself?
Cut the check. That is a fact. It's the nerve. Yeah. We created a podcast network.
Yeah.
To free creatives and to give them a voice. And, you know, lend our expertise because we feel like we've actually, a lot of people create content, but not a lot of people know how to monetize content.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know the business. And this is what we do.
For sure.
So, what Shook say? Come to Death Row.
Yeah, right. Yo, you know the beauty of like having interviews and stuff like that and not having regular conversations, you're able to like, give wrong answers sometimes, right? Yeah. I'm gonna see what I could do, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's best for me. You know what I'm saying?
The hat, it never had a brim or?
Nah, it's straight from Zara, yo.
Okay. It's like a Koofy with a. I respect that.
You're like, yo, peace, Koofy brother. Then I got a haircut, I did it. It was fire. I just doing different things, you know what I'm saying? When you get like, you be able to do different things. I was trying to take like, just fashion risk, you know what I'm saying?
Just have fun with it.
This is fashion. I do dress like I do. Like, my style is immaculate, you know what I'm saying? Impeccable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Impregnable.
So who said that?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Impregnable. I want to eat his children. Shout out to Mike, man.
I am Mike.
The last question I want to ask you is, talk about how important having a good team. We spoke, you know, the guys is here right now. Shout out to the guys, but how important is having a good team around you? A lot of people just think it's just, you know, a one-man show. But how important is that?
Let me tell you something. Man, you can do this by yourself. That's what we're told. You don't need no team. No, nah, it's very important. And it's very important for everybody to know their roles, you know what I'm saying, in the team, within the team. But it's very important, you know what I'm saying, to keep you up, keep the boat in motion, the things you tell people. There's people around that go get things, and there's people around that bring things to you, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I have a good team. Not everybody is around right now. I got people back in New York and stuff like that. That's like having me on game with certain things that might cross my mind, you know what I'm saying? That's like my boy, he was like moving around, but he always keep me on game with things to watch, you know what I'm saying? Or things I should be doing, like I should be on this, I should be on that. And as a person, sometimes you just do your own thing, but it's always good to have people around that's telling you certain things. I used to have friends that used to have me on my things. I used to be like, yo, forget that. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing that. So having a good team is very, very important. And having a team, a group of people around you that understand you as a person. Because sometimes you get around people and they don't really understand you. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I keep some friends around me. You know what I'm saying? To always be like, yo, Shake. Nah, he don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm kind of like a quiet, laid-back type of dude. You know what I'm saying? So I might not like something. I might not like say nothing. So having that team of people around you that understand your movements and what you feel is right and wrong and just like be able to express how you feel sometimes is very important, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody in my team, man. Y'all ain't know. Love, peace and love.
Shiggy Shaquille.
Oh, man.
Any last questions? That was his last question. He's done with me now.
Nah, I need you to, I have a request. I need you to get back to the basement.
Word?
Yeah, I need you back at the basement. You know what I love? The school skits. Obviously, as a teacher, when you walk in with the book bag,
yeah.
And you do the voices.
I got you. Just not the basement, just the school
skits. The school skits, man. Because, like, New York City kids, mm-hmm. they understand that. And teachers, I'm like, damn.
How you feel about Mr. Ron Sycamore?
Who that?
Oh, you know the character, Mr. Ron Sycamore? You got to check him out. Check him out. Let me know how good of a teacher I am. I had one skit where I was just like, I was Mr. Ron Sycamore, and I was like talking to a teacher, and I called out the classroom, and I was like, yo, what's up? Like, so when we gonna hang out and stuff like that? So I don't know. You a teacher, but you a gym teacher. Like, he was a phys ed teacher, health teacher. Them teachers get no love. It's not like you was teaching science.
You get the most love.
But you know what's so the crazy?
The most love.
But you know what's so crazy?
The only place people want to go.
But listen, you know what's so crazy? Yeah. Like, math, science, like when you think of today, like what you learn from them, it doesn't even apply to my life. But like things you learn in health, in like physical education. I'm not going to disrespect. I'm not going to say gym. Yeah, I know how. Cause I, yo, one time I was in school, I was like, yo, man, go get the janitor. He said, I'm not a janitor. I'm a custodial engineer. So it's like, yeah, so I understand how people are pointing it with titles. Like, I'm not like a, like people like, yo, you're a funny ass. No, nah, I'm a comedian. I'm an actor. You know what I'm saying? Respect titles. You know what I'm saying? I get paid for this. Custodial engineer is not a regular thing. Like, you're not a gym teacher. You're a physical teacher. You went to school for this, right?
Fact.
You got your physical. Yeah, I understand. All right. So like I was saying, the things I learned in health,
yeah,
in physical education, it's like it still applies to my life today. What, you know
like
what?
Like what?
Like crunches, sit ups, crunches.
Health
is very important.
That's how you got to learn how to jump. That high.
Yeah, I used to have like
you learned crunches and push ups in gym class though.
Not the right crunches. They used to do like what's it called? Like used to be do a test like the used to do pace test. You used to run back and forth.
Oh, yeah, fitness gram.
And you just do sit up. You like up, down. So do the right. So, you know people do. Some people do burnouts and stuff like that. Yeah. Push up. Like, you just teach you a push up like
every beat.
Down.
Yeah.
Down. So when people be doing like I could do 80 push ups, they be no do those. You can't do 80 of those. I got a friend out here think you can do 80 push. You can't, bro. 80 burnouts.
I'm like, nah, yeah. This is really a city kid. You did the fitness gram, the pace test.
Yeah, I used to be out.
Sit and reach.
Beep. Yeah, I'm doing all that. I used to pull, I do 15 pull ups, bro. How many pull ups you could do? In a set?
Probably more than you.
In a set?
Probably more than you.
Bet.
Odds are.
I had a lot of fun here with y'all guys today too, man.
Appreciate you for coming.
This is I honestly didn't expect y'all to be talking to me this long. You know what I'm saying?
For real? What'd you expect?
Like 15-minute quick little one-twos. Honestly,
everybody has different. Jim Jones, he said the same. He was like, "Yo, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I seen you guys online. You seem like you know." He's like, "But I really enjoyed myself."
And I appreciate the fast return. Like you probably mad hype when I hit you up though. You probably don't get people like me hitting you up all the time, right?
Nah, pretty regularly. I appreciate it.
You're from a different era, right? So Queens, let's talk about Queens. Best artist from Queens, top five.
LL Cool J. I know I'm alone in my room. Sometimes I stand at the pool. I like Best from Queens.
Yeah, Queens.
In my eyes.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
50 Cent.
Okay.
Who else from Queens?
Damn.
I know it's mad people though. It's not like it's a lot of people.
Influence you.
Like who influenced me?
Yeah, which Queens artist? So you got Nicki. You said 50.
You got Nas, 50. I like LL Cool J for a fact. Cause LL Cool J, I'm from St. Albans, you know what I'm saying? Farmer, so he around the way. So like LL Cool J. I like LL Cool J.
That's a solid four.
You know what I'm saying? One more? That's not she's like I'm trying to think throwing somebody young, you know what I'm saying?
This one is hard. I was a little disturbed it took you so long to say Nas, but you're young. He's younger. So.
That's why I thought. At his age, I'm thinking he might have just put Ja Rule in there.
Nah, I rock with Ja Rule, though.
You can make an argument.
Yeah, I rock with Ja Rule.
His era.
I rock with Ja Rule. That's what I was thinking. I was trying to think, like, Ja Rule was up there because like, Ja Rule 57 at the time.
Ja Rule's up
there. That was, like, young. That's, like, when you really start getting into, like, music on your own thing. Yeah.
I like this
music. Yeah. When you get into your own thing.
He played a part.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's a good four. Definitely LL, 50, Nicki, Nas.
Ja. So. Nori.
Nori. Yeah, of course.
Prodigy.
I'm talking about for me. Like, y'all name Yellis or y'all name Mike Ballas?
But
all right, so what's your favorite top 10 Queens?
Queens?
Boom, boom, Queens.
We just did it.
No, you
10 too many.
No, top five. Top 10, I'm in 5.
You said it.
I didn't hear what you said. You didn't give your list. You just say Mobb Deep.
50. Well, I'll just give LL just because he's a legend, but I didn't grow up on LL. Prodigy, 50, Nas. Nicki Minaj, and you know, I throw a dark horse in the race, Coogee Rap. Yeah. I throw Coogee Rap in there.
I'll say, so that's the list. I'll say the most influential, Run DMC,
mm-hmm.
LL. I'll put Trap Call Quest in there, Nas, and then I'll put Nicki in there as well.
Yeah.
50? And Nicki.
50 and Nicki.
Yeah, 50 first, and then Nicki.
Okay, I got that.
But Nas is...
Number one.
Shiggy, thank you, brother. Appreciate you joining us. What would you like to tell the people? Anything you brewing up? How can they follow the whole situation?
I'm on the Shiggy. Can I talk?
Yeah,
it's the Shiggy Show on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Follow me on there. And you never know what's next, man. I created a lot of dope things in my life and my career. You never know what's going to come on. I'm doing great things. I'm about to start my own stock and financial. But just keep tuned, man. I appreciate y'all for having me. A lot of love, man. I was surprised I really got an interview. I was glad I just had the conversation with everybody yesterday. Thanks for having me on your platform. Chance for me to expand certain things. You never know what would come out of this. You know what I'm saying? Whatever comes from this, I might give y'all a little percentage, a little PC off of it. So, yeah, split that 10% between the four of y'all, five of y'all. How much of y'all in the team? It's a lot of y'all over here. So, yeah, that's it.
I appreciate that, brother. Troy, housekeeping.
Yeah, shout out to everybody on Patreon.com. You know, it's our Proud to Play program. Obviously, tier five members, you have access to EYL University, the number one place for business education in the world. Number one. Shout out to all the 8,000, over 8,000 earners as part of that platform. And shout out to everybody that is here in LA with us. The whole merch team is here. Shout out to Bam. Shout out to Smitty. Yogi's here with us. Shout out to Abdullah. It's very rare that we all get to connect at the same time. So this is a dope one. Everybody that's supporting Earn Your Leisure, we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out to LA, man. Love is love every time we come out here.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.